We fucked up an episode again.
Again. Recorded a golden half an hour.
Just the best cream of the crop content you could possibly imagine.
I feel like we're maybe looking back at it with rose-colored glasses, but like it was a good episode.
Yeah, and we'll never get it back.
Yeah.
Nor will we get back those hours of our lives.
We need to record an outgoing voicemail for the new number, 1-888-BARK-56.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to have this phone number, and we actually haven't had a caller yet, so you still have, if you're hearing this and it's recently released, you have a good chance of being our first caller.
Yeah.
And if you are our first caller, you get a dedicated episode.
Yeah, whole episode dedicated to your call. What we like about you, what we don't like about you.
Mostly the latter.
Anyway, we really have to record our outgoing voicemail, so give it a shot.
Should I press record?
Let's try it.
Okay. Pressing record now. 2, 1. You've reached the hotline for a super good question. Do you have a question, a query, or perhaps even a quandary? Well, you've reached the right place. Let us know how you feel with your question after the tone. Beep.
You,
Oh, shit, I hit cancel.
You also beeped yourself with your mouth, which is not...
Was that wrong?
The machine will do that part for you.
Oh.
You want to give it another shot?
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Super Good Question Hotline. Do you have a burning question that only two totally unqualified white dudes can answer? You've come to the right place. Let us know your question now.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, we'll go with that for now.
Yeah, we can always change it up later.
We'll change it every week or so, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question that is pretty topical, and I think that I think you'll have something to say.
Topical. Isn't everything topical?
Ointments are topical. yeah, I mean, I guess...
Like, everything has a topic, doesn't it?
No.
Everything falls under a topic.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to get semantic about it, but...
Everything's semantic. If you're talking about something, you're using words, bro.
Okay, all right. Enough.
Here's your question. I'm that guy.
You ready?
Yeah.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Is this question about Louis?
I mean... Sort of, in that he's one of the ones you're going to have to do that for soon.
Yeah, I think I can separate the art from the artist because I still like his comedy while not approving of his personal life.
Can you separate the art from the artist in general, or is that just something that Louis gets from you?
He might just be getting a little bit of like fan appreciation. Fan bias, but no, I think in most cases, like, it's easier the longer the artist has been dead, or just the longer the art's been around. Like, I'm sure tons of like renowned painters were terrible dudes.
Yeah. So I got this question. Yeah. I got this question from another podcast, and they were saying, like, Picasso, for example, is like a known bad guy.
Yeah.
But nobody cares.
Right.
And is that just because he's gone? Long gone?
Yeah. I think it's partly to do with not wanting to validate the person while they're alive. But also, we just remember the art. Like, the art outlasts the personality.
How about a modern artist, like, not Louis, like Chris Brown?
Yeah, well, he's obviously a shitbag.
I know. So if you liked his music, would you continue to listen to it?
I think I probably would, to be honest.
So you can separate it for pretty much anyone then?
When it comes to music, I think I give it even like a little few more bonus points, because like a groovy bass line can can like dig you out of a pretty deep hole.
Can you think of an example of one that you didn't forgive?
Like, for example, Dax Shepard. I can't listen to his podcast because of what he did with Kristen Bell.
That's where this question comes from. what'd he do with her?
Took her from me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other examples of, like, there's like Weinstein, but like, you're not boycotting his movies.
No.
Right?
I don't think about them as his art, though.
Because he just funded them?
Yeah.
Do you think comedy is the one that is most, you're most likely to?
It's either comedy or music.
Right.
Like, if someone's like a really shit person, but they make a really funny joke, I think I forgive them more than I should for coming up with that joke or like just writing it. If someone can play like a wicked guitar, I'll attribute so much more like good things to their personality
than they have in reality.
Than they have. Yeah. Like I'll just give them a way higher rating.
How do you feel about Michael Jackson?
He's awesome. He was a musical genius.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, I don't think he did anything bad.
Oh, you don't think he's a kid toucher?
No. I never even came close to thinking he touched kids. Like, when he was going through that, I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Probably too young to really grok the situation like 100%, but yeah. It never seemed right. Like I understood, I had an idea about what pedophiles were, and he just didn't seem like that to me.
Does he seem like anything to you? Like, his personality is so out there that, like,
I know. Well, it's like what Rogan was talking about. It's come out that he was chemically castrated.
Yeah.
So he's basically asexual.
Right.
Was asexual.
Well, and that's what he sort of, he professed to be as well. Like, he,
yeah. In not so many words, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
He maybe even didn't even know that that's what the case was.
Yeah. Which is pretty messed up. How about someone like a movie director? Like the guy...
Roman Polanski?
Well, yeah, he's the big one. I was thinking of the X-Men guy, Bryan Singer.
Oh, Bryan Singer. Yeah, I can't quite think of what Singer did exactly. He had like a bunch of kids over in the pool, right?
Yeah, he had like tween boys at parties.
Okay.
And they would do stuff with them.
Yeah. Questionable Bryan Singer. But whatever. I can live without his X-Men movies, to be honest. I don't love his art that much that I'm willing to forgive.
Yeah.
What was the other, Roman Polanski? I don't even know what he did, like what his movies are.
Oh, yeah.
But
I know
he fucked some 13-year-old girl. Yeah. So it's hard for me to get on board at this point after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd already known his movies or whatever and was really into them, that might be one thing. But still, I have a pretty hard time with that one.
Yeah. So there's your line then.
Yeah.
Roman Polanski is your barometer of whether you can accept the art.
But see, a lot of people had, like, let's say 30 to 40 years ago, had like really young girlfriends.
Yeah.
And like, there's like that story of Steven Tyler, I think, having a super young girlfriend. Jimmy Page had like a 14-year-old that he like toured with. A
lot of rock stars, a lot of rock.
And they get like so much forgiveness for that.
Yeah.
Like, even from me, like, I know that that was wrong, but like, I'm not anywhere close to boycotting Led Zeppelin over it.
Right. But it was pretty messed up. Like, didn't one of them, I don't remember which one it was, but like, he had to legally adopt the girl.
Yeah. I think that was Steven Tyler.
And take her on tour.
Yeah.
That's so messed up. Like, that's such, like, why, why that? And it's,
he also
fully
got
out there.
Her pregnant.
Yeah.
And then talked her into having an abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like fully out there and known. And yet everybody is like, is cool with him still performing.
Well, you Michael say everybody, Jackson's, but you know,
well,
I'm sure it's not everybody, but it's enough people.
It is pretty much everybody. Like, who's boycotting him? No one.
No. Especially because it happened so long ago.
The whole thing with Michael Jackson was like not confirmed, you know, like he was never found guilty of anything. There's no proof. The people that he did have in his life that are still around were like, yeah, nothing happened, like Macaulay Culkin and everything. Mm-hmm. And yet he's way more vilified than if it's Steven Tyler. We might be saying the wrong rock star, but if it is him, he like fully admits to all that. And it's not even up for debate. And yet we're all okay with it.
We're more okay with it because A, it was straight, this guy on girl.
Yeah.
And B, he's attractive.
Yeah. And older guys and younger girls is more acceptable for whatever reason.
And he's also a rock star, so he has everything going for him. This episode is sponsored by electricity. Without it, we'd basically be Amish. I got another question for you.
Okay.
This one concerns matters of the heart.
Uh-oh. The love questions are hard.
I know. So you've fallen in love with a new girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out she clicks on pop-ups. How do you break up with her?
Your question isn't even... what do you do, or can you live with that?
It's a bit of a loaded question.
I think that's fair to say.
But I don't think it's, it's not unfair.
So I do have opinions about this. Like, I don't think that I could be with someone who was so technologically inept that, like, I had to help them all the time, or I just, like, cringed whenever they were using a computer around me or something. Like, I just, that would be a fundamental sort of deal breaker for me.
Okay. What if she wasn't clicking on it because she was technically inept? She just really thought like the ads were like good ideas. Like every pop-up just like really appealed to her.
That's just a weird quirk for someone to have. Like, that would be someone who's really gullible, or I can't think of the word, but like just sort of, I'm trying to say this in a polite way, but just like not on my wavelength, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like if my wife got into an MLM or something, and like, what would I, how do you work around that? Like, that's so...
You can't. At that point, it's too late. Yeah. Like, if your wife comes home and tells you that she's bought like $5,000 worth of products that she needs to store in the kitchen, and she has to get three friends to buy in, like, there's no hope for your life anymore.
How would you react? Do you feel the same way as me?
Oh yeah, I can't. I couldn't do it.
What about your original question? Like, just technologically inept, or the other one, like just very gullible and...
Well, technologically inept, I could deal with, because that's just like ignorance. Like, maybe she grew up Amish or...
Right.
Something.
Which is super
just,
hot.
Or yeah. So hot. Or just too poor to afford a phone, or or in a commune of hip... No, that'd be weird.
You can't do it.
Oh, she'd never get with me in the first place.
True.
Here's a historical question for you.
Okay.
Which era or period do you think you'd die the fastest in? So this is if you had a time machine and you could just warp yourself into the past.
Yeah. I guess like caveman times, right? Like that's an easy...
Yeah.
That's sort of the easy answer to
that's
that.
That's a safe bet. Because like, we'd be so weak comparatively.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I could...
No skills to fend for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe not. Like, you'd be a lot smarter than everyone else. Like, you could...
Yeah, but we wouldn't have any tools. Like, the tools that...
Right, but neither did they, right? Like...
They have, like, clubs and...
Yeah, but we can get clubs. Like, axes, we can maybe. Find sticks and we know how to build a fire. Like, that would be day one, is just trying to build a fire and... You know, we know a little bit about surviving.
Okay. See, I'm thinking more along the lines of people killing you.
Yeah.
So you'd just be this weird pasty outsider.
Yeah.
With like weird hair and clothes. They'd probably beat you to death immediately or make you their god. It's like 50-50.
The cave people, you mean?
Yeah.
So what other era, like what are you thinking? Where would you go?
Well,
to survive.
My first thought was like Wild West, like Westworld scenario. I would really love to do Westworld if it was real.
Really?
Yeah. But I'd wanted, that would only be a starting point, like to do the Wild West version of Westworld.
Yeah.
I want to do them all, like the feudal Japan version they had cooking.
Yeah.
There's like, I'm sure there's an underwater Bioshock version somewhere. But I think I'd be killed pretty quickly in the Wild West. Like, because I'd go back to, like, I'd want to live an outlaw life, obviously. Like, I'm not going to play by the rules
so this
in the Wild West.
Survival for you. Because if you want to survive, I think you could, you know, you're a man and you're white. So, like, there's a lot of periods in history that are pretty safe for you.
I think you're... overestimating white privilege historically. Like, it's like Ari's joke, like it's one guy. Yeah, like the people in positions of power are white, yes, but there's also lots of white peasants,
right? You think you'd be a peasant?
I'd of course be a peasant and hate it. Don't want to die and probably kill myself.
Don't you think the knowledge that you have from living in modern times would help you not live a peasant life?
Almost not at all.
Really?
Yeah. What? Like, what am I going to do?
I feel like you know.
What, am I going to email some people for help? Like,
no, you just know things that people don't know. You could,
like,
you could
what? I could invent multi-level marketing.
Yeah. Well, you could invent a lot of things, and you could. Like, speaking of multi-level marketing, you could run scams on people that they don't know about yet.
That is true.
I say that too excitedly. I'm not...
I'm not. You could be the first Nigerian prince.
Yeah, I'm not down for scamming people. But I do think you would have a lot of knowledge that would make you seem like...
Like a witch? Like a sorcerer? Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
But... like what was a doctor back then? Like you might have enough knowledge to treat.
You could probably be the best
problems.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Except no one would believe you.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't the
You'd
first
be like,
guy
don't put leeches on her, and they'd be like, this guy's fucking crazy.
Well, they still use leeches and yes. Maggots. Have you heard of maggots?
Yeah, maggots. Maggots clean wounds.
Yeah,
leeches get blood flowing.
Yeah, they're still used today.
Yeah.
But
not in the ways they were being used, though.
Back to the doctor thing, though. You've heard the story of the guy who first came up with washing your hands.
Yeah.
And how he was like...
Before then, they were just digging into corpses and delivering babies like back to back.
Yeah. They were like, a man's hands are clean.
Yeah. A gentleman need not wash his hands.
Yeah.
They're always clean.
Yeah. And so the guy who came up with hand washing was... ostracized and didn't he end up killing himself or like just
I think it was like he got totally ostracized out of his field and then on his deathbed they realized germs were real. And he was like, fuck, and then died.
Smash cut.
Yeah.
End of episode. End of hardcore history. What's that show? No, Drunk History. End of Drunk History.
Mm. Great show. Hardcore History as well. Shout out to both.
Yeah, the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Carlin
yeah.
and Derek Waters.
Yeah.
My boys.
You know, since we started this show, I have so much respect for solo podcasters. Like, I don't understand how that is done. If I sat here with just this mic, I could get like a minute of content. And then I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Bill Burr does it.
You have to be borderline insane to rant to yourself
yeah.
for an hour.
Yeah. Hardcore History is probably scripted.
Yeah.
But the ones that aren't, like Burr, I have no idea how he does that. And granted, it does get boring sometimes, and he doesn't, like, he's off on some tangent.
Yeah.
But still, he makes sounds with his mouth for an hour, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I guess that's the skill set of a comedian.
That's true.
Anyways, I couldn't do it. Is there another section of history? Is there another time in history that you would want to go back to and you think you would do well in?
Oh, that I'd do well in? I don't know. Maybe like the court of some grand king of England.
Go like a
couple hundred years back where I could just be insert myself into some like royal house.
Yeah.
Would like, you not be the jester? King. Yeah, I'd probably have to be the jester or something fucking stupid.
Didn't jesters have a hard life though? Like if you failed to make the king laugh, wasn't it kind of over for you?
Yeah, I think he got killed a lot.
Yeah, but they also were the only ones that could say truths.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, if you hit a nerve, you know, you're done. Like, what a crazy line to walk. They're yeah. like the original comedians, but like so high stakes.
Yeah.
Like, if it'd be like if a Comedy Central roast today was life or death.
It is in some ways. Well, not like it's career life or death if you tell the wrong joke yeah. in 2018.
Yeah, I suppose. Did you hear that they're not doing a comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner anymore after last year?
Was it Michelle Wolf that like
I guess
tore it up?
Yeah. And they're this year is like a poet or something like that.
That's hilarious.
I know. It's so sad. Humor like, is dead.
They shouldn't have done that. Like, I want to see what it escalates to.
Yeah, like, exactly. You're on the right track, yeah. not the wrong one.
Yeah.
Like, fully enraged Donald Trump every time. That's yeah. the best. Everybody will watch that.
Yeah.
Well, half of the people will watch that.
I bet it got so many more people to watch the Correspondents' Dinner
yeah.
when they heard about.
Yeah, and then they tune into this year's and they're like, who the hell is this poet?
Yeah.
And why do I care?
You don't.
Poet is a weird job. Like, just poet.
Yeah. Oh, Chris D'Elia was talking about poets on this week's episode. And he's like, hey, do you live in 200 years ago? And why are you talking about the wind?
There you go. That's how we could survive.
We just be poets.
Yeah. That was a respected job back then for some reason.
Yeah. That's a good call. We could be pretty avant-garde with our knowledge of the future.
Yeah.